Thousands of people were marching in the streets of Paris last night to say enough is enough to anti-Semitic crimes in France. This march was set off by the killing of an elderly Jewish woman last week by two young men. It's being investigated as a hate crime. Here's more from NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
The silent march started at Place de la Nation and ended at 85-year-old Mireille Canol's apartment. That's where her partially charred body was found with stab wounds. The killing has horrified France, especially as Canol, as a 9-year-old girl, escaped a World War II roundup of Jews in Paris. Sophie Gorinz is not Jewish, but she's marching with a yellow Star of David on her coat.
10 years ago, there was a Jewish who was murdered because people thought he was rich, he had money, and he was tortured during 21 days. I did the march for him. I hoped I would never have to worry again, and sad enough, I am wearing it today.
There has been a rise in anti-Semitic crimes in France in recent years. Many say the government isn't doing enough. Some Jews say they don't feel safe. Like many of the men here, 30-year-old Loic Pawlikowski is wearing a yarmulke, but he says he usually doesn't. Wearing the Jewish skull cap can expose you to harassment. Pawlikowski says wearing it as a boy, he was attacked.
So who attacked you when you were a child?
Muslim. There are only Muslims that attacked us. It's not the French people, the Catholic people, no.
People here say it is certain young Muslim youths perpetrating the anti-Semitic acts. They say hatred for Jews is rampant in many of the poor immigrant neighborhoods and housing projects where the kids grow up. A year ago, another Jewish woman was murdered. Though her killer was high on drugs, he yelled verses from the Quran as he hit her and exclaimed that he was killing the devil. Many here compare Canol's murder with the killing of a gendarme in a terrorist attack last week. Pierre Levy and Elizabeth Kahn say the murders have the same root cause.
The same big thing, that the whole radical Islam and political Islam thing is something we've not addressed yet.
I think that France right now needs to reaffirm its values, and from all citizens, from all religions. So being here is like a first step.
Two politicians who came out to the march were booed and had to leave. Jean-Luc Mélenchon from the far left, who speaks critically of Israel, and Marine Le Pen, whose National Front party has anti-Semitic roots. People here say both politicians are divisive and peddle hatred.
It's not feminist. It's not feminist. We are a group struggling against racism and anti-Semitism.
I meet members of a new group made up of Jewish, Catholic, and Muslim women. They say a new approach is needed. Muslim Samia Isaba says women can help change attitudes by reaching out to other women in the disadvantaged Muslim neighborhoods where casual anti-Semitism is common.
So we have to educate in the school, but also in the families. And if we help mother and women to educate their children for tolerance and respect.
Isaba says they recently took a group of Muslim women and mothers to Auschwitz. They plan to take another group next year. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.